It must be nice to have someone give you a birthday party.
Well, you should know. You must have had thousands of them.
Oh, I've never had a birthday party, Master.
You've never had... Well, how could that be, Jane?
I do not know when my birthday is.
Well, I'm afraid there's no way to find out. You see, it all happened so long ago that it's almost impossible to track.
What are you doing?
Doing?
I hate to seem rude, but one of your feet is missing.
What's happening? Whenever I get very unhappy, I begin to vanish. What are you going to do, Master?
Jeannie, you can't stay there. Now, pull yourself together and go on home.
I have tried, Master. It is no use. Oh, I have become so unhappy because I do not know when my birthday is that I've lost my power.
Yeah, but... Sorry.
Is part of Jeannie still missing?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, you know what they say. Half a genie is better than none at all. That's what they say.
Yeah, Roger, we've got to find out when her birthday is.
Well, back to Eric.
Who is this Eric?
Eric is a computing machine, genie. It's the greatest mechanical brain in the world.
And this machine knows when my birthday is?
Well, it will when we're through feeding it some information.
Oh!
Major Hilly?
Yes, sir. Well, what do you have there, sir?
My files. I'm ready to move in.
Ready to move in now, sir?
Yes, I'm going to use your office while they're painting mine.
Do you really think you're better?
Well, you'll be in Alaska. Is there any reason why I shouldn't use your office?
Oh, no, of course not.
Of course not. You can use my office. It has a nice southern exposure.
Yes.
The southern exposure here is just fine, thank you.
Well, at least let me clean up my desk for you. I've got a few...
Don't bother. I'll just move your things to one side.
Excuse me. Do you have a pencil?
That'll be all, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll just check up some of my personal things. Raj?
Gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Sorry, sir.
Of course, sir, feel free to use anything in the office. Please.
And plan some strategy, okay?
Look, you can't let Dr. Bella stay in your office. You'll find Jeannie.
I know that. I gotta get him out of there.
You know what you need?
What?
A genie. Why don't we go over the computer and find out Jeannie's birthday?
Well, I'm afraid you're gonna have to do it alone, Roger. I gotta think of a way of keeping Dr. Bellows busy.
Well, how?
Well, I don't know how. I'll think of something.
Well, while you're thinking of something, why don't I go over and have Eric figure out Jeannie's birthday? She'll get happy, her powers will come back, and all of our troubles will be over.
You know how to work that machine.
Yeah, but there's only one thing that worries me.
What's that?
We don't have enough information to feed it.
Well, they gave us the date before.
Yeah, but we don't know if the dates are correct. What we need is more facts.
Facts? Her own mother doesn't even remember her birthday. I mean, how are we going to come up with any information?
That's it. Astrology.
I don't believe in astrology. I don't even believe in genies.
But Jeannie believes in astrology. Now, do you want to help her, don't you?
Well, of course I do. I'd do anything in the world for her.
Well, this is your only chance.
All right. How could it help?
All right, Different people were born at different months with different characteristics, right?
Yeah.
All we have to do is find out Jeannie's characteristics, feed them to the machine, and we come up with her birthday.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. I mean, even if I went along with you on this, I mean, where would we find a book on astrology at NASA?
Don't laugh.
Astrology for you.
Tony, it'll work. Now, we know Jeannie was born in 64 B.C. Now, all we have to do is feed her characteristics to the machine. And the fact that Neptune was in Scorpio when she was born, we'll come up with the whole thing.
All right, we'll do it. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm desperate.
I'm telling you, it'll work. It's a cinch. Now, all we have to do is program her personality. Now, how would you describe Jeannie?
What do you mean?
Nice, funny,
Moody. Stubborn? She's stubborn.
She's stubborn.
She's in. Frankly, listen, I'm going to write this down.
Yeah, stubborn's good. That's a good start.
Stubborn?
Stubborn.
Impractical?
Impractical, impractical.
She's impulsive.
Impulsive?
Warm-hearted.
Warm-hearted?
Yeah.
Generous. Very generous.
Generous, yes.
Yeah, generous, very generous.
Sentimental? Loyal?
Loyal's good.
She's friendly.
Friendly.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Scratch beautiful.
Why? I think she's beautiful, don't you?
You, she may be beautiful, but not to Eric.
Huh?
To him, beautiful is another machine that looks just like him.
Well, that'll do it. I'll get back to Dr. Bellows.
Yeah, you sure you can handle this, huh?
Yeah, can you?
Good luck.
Oh, hello, sir. Is everything all right?
Well, shouldn't it be?
Yeah, oh, yes, of course. Do you find the office comfortable?
Oh, it's just fine, Major. Was that all?
No, sir. I'd like to speak to you, please.
Well, could it wait until a little later? I'm in the middle of a report. The General Peterson's...
Urgent, sir. I feel it's really quite urgent.
Oh? Sit down.
If you don't mind, I'd rather lie down.
What's your problem?
Well, it all started when I was a small boy.
Practical and irresponsible. It sounds like a girlfriend of mine.
And then when I was 3 years old, I wanted a dog. Oh, not just any kind of a dog. No, not for me. I wanted a mongrel.
Major, is that significant, Doctor?
If you could just tell me what your problem is.
I'm getting that. My father wouldn't buy me a dog, so I stole one.
Major, General Peterson is waiting for this report. If your dog can wait.
Oh, the dog can wait. I can't. I walk down the street now and I see a dog. I have this terrible compulsion to kidnap it. Oh, it's not just dogs. It's chickens and sheep and goats and horses.
Just a moment. Let me get my pad. Now, you were saying that you had this urge to kidnap horses?
Mischievous and optimistic. Ah, there, that should do it. Now, Eric, you've got to come through for us, Eric. I've never asked you to do any favors before, okay?
And so, in less than a year, I collected 33 dogs, 27 cats, 7 horses, and a milk cow.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard. Where do you keep all these animals, Major?
Oh, in barns, mostly.
That's amazing.
Is it?
Well, yeah. We're really onto something.
Where are you going, Doc?
Well, I'm going to start writing this up.
I haven't told you about the fish.
Fish?
Yes. Fine machine you are. You can't even figure out a date that happened 2,000 years ago. He was born... Oh! Oh! We did it. We did it!
Oh, I'm so happy I kissed you. I sure hope you're a girl machine.
Well, that's what happened to me.
That's not so unusual, Major.
And then it started talking to me.
You mean it moved its mouth?
I mean it talked.
What did it say?
Well, it had this high, squeaky little voice, and it said,
Tony!
Major Healy.
Oh, Dr. Bellows.
I'm busy, Major Healy.
Well, sorry, I just came in to wish someone a happy birthday.
Oh, you found somebody's birthday, did you?
Certainly did.
Wonderful.
I'm just as sentimental as the next man, Major Healy, but I'm in the middle of a psychoanalysis. Would you mind closing the door behind you as you leave?
Oh, I'm finished telling you about my dreams.
Your dream?
Yes. Oh, didn't I tell you that was a dream I had last night?
You mean you don't have a compulsion to steal animals?
Well, no, sir. I mean, I love animals, but I certainly wouldn't go around stealing them.
Not Tony.
A dream. Oh, excuse me. Stay right here.
Yes,
I'll be right back.
I did it! I did it!
I'm proud of you.
Oh, Eric and I are probably the smartest brains in the world. Oh.
Hey, Jeannie, do you hear that? We found your birthday.
Oh, yes, Master. I'm so happy. Oh, Master, look! Look! Oh, my feet are back! Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, thank you, Major Healy. Thank you.
Well, it's really nothing, Jeannie. It's just a...
Are you sure there's no mistakes?
Mistake? Eric and I never make mistakes.
This will kill you. It was so obvious we should have thought about it in the first place.
When is my birthday, Major Healy?
All right, I'll give you a clue. The month is in the title of a popular song.
Raj, there's a lot of months in the title of songs.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you another clue. It's my favorite month of the year.
Well, that's all very well, but I don't know your favorite month of the year. Now, come on, stop horsing around and give us the date.
Well, look, I spent a lot of time looking for this. I mean, I got a right to tell it to you slowly.
Major Healy!
All right, I'll give you another clue. My grandfather was born on the same day.
Roger, if you don't give us the date, your grandfather is going to have a grandson that was murdered on this day.
I'm dying to know.
Okay, boy, you're going to love your birthday. I wish I was born on this date.
What is it?
Jeannie's birthday is...
What is it? What is it?
Tony, you were scheduled to go on a survival mission to Alaska.
Yes, sir. I'll be ready in a few minutes.
I'm changing your orders.
What for, sir?
Dr. Bellows tells me you're in the middle of some therapy.
Therapy? Oh, no, sir. I was just telling him about a dream I had last night.
It's not just an ordinary dream, Major. That dream is going to prove to be the key to your whole problem.
You'll be going in Tony's place.
Me? A survival mission to Alaska?
That's right. There's a B-57 waiting for you on the field.
You mean we're leaving right away?
Right now.
He can't leave right now, sir. May I have a word with him alone?
There isn't time.
You're going to have a word with me, Major. Why don't we just lie down right over here? Yeah,
sir. And we're going to start at the beginning. Sir, remember the friend we were talking about, the information you had for him?
Yeah, well, just tell your friend that...
Let's go, Major. We're on a tight schedule.
Yeah, but sir, I've
been... He can't leave now.
He better leave now.
You were saying you had no problem.
Jeannie, would you come out, please? I'd like to talk to you. Look, I know you're upset, but I want you to know it's not my fault.
You tricked me. I do not believe Major Healy knows when my birthday is. Now tell the truth.
Now, listen, that'll be enough of that, young lady. I tell you, I'm not going to stand for any of this.
I should never have listened to you. You lied to me. Admit it.
Knock that off. It isn't my fault Roger likes to play games.
Both you and Major Healy deceived me. I am going to leave here and find a new master. Someone who will care about me.
Jeannie, please, would you stop just a minute and listen to me? I wasn't lying to you. We did find out when your birthday is.
Ah, then when is it?
Major Healy knows. No, please, he'll be back in 2 weeks.
I cannot wait 2 weeks. Oh, I would like to turn Major Healy into a mosquito and put him into a pond full of frogs.
You know, that's one of the best ideas you ever had.
Don't be unhappy, Jeannie. Just be patient,
Oh, it is not easy, Master.
Well, now, please, don't do that again. Please don't do that.
I got something in my eye.
Huh? Oh. Look up. All right, look down.
I'm sorry if I was difficult, Master.
Oh, that's all right. I understand. Yeah. Hello, Tony Nelson here.
Hello, Tony?
Oh, hi, Roger. You see, our problems are...
Yeah, I only got a minute left. We're just going out on the mission.
Jeannie's pretty anxious about this, Roger.
Yeah, I can imagine. It was funny what happened, wasn't it?
Roger, unless you're eager to become a mosquito in a pond of frogs, you better give me the date.
He's a good luck, Master.
I don't know. He hasn't told me yet.
You remember the clue I gave you? I said the month was in a song title.
When is my birthday, Master? When is my birthday?
He hasn't told me yet. He's giving me clues.
Hold on a minute, will you?
Roger.
Roger.
What?
You still there?
Yeah, and it's my favorite month of the year.
Never mind all that.
Just tell me the date.
Well, here it is.
Jeannie's birthday is...
Major.
Major, everything is ready. Let's go.
Yeah, look, I gotta go now.
Roger! This! Roger! He's done it again. I don't believe it. He's done it again. Now, what are you going to do?
I'm going to blink Major Healy here.
Yeah, well, you can't do that.
Watch me, Master.
No, I know you can, Jeannie, but you mustn't. Now, he's on a very important mission. You mustn't pull him off.
I want to know when I was born.
Well, he'll be back in 2 more weeks.
2 whole weeks?
Look, you haven't known what your birthday is for 2,000 years. A few days is not going to make that much difference. Huh? Please.
Very well, Master.
Good girl. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a birthday party.
But you do not know when my birthday is.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can consider this one kind of a pre-birthday party.
Oh, that is a lovely idea. When shall we have it?
Well, tonight.
Oh, it will be the first birthday party I have ever had. Yeah. Whom shall we invite?
Yeah, that kind of presents a problem, doesn't it?
Oh, what problem, Master?
Well, for one thing, my friends don't know about you, so I can't ask them, and you don't have any friends, so... It'll just be the two of us. Jeannie, we'll have a birthday cake and we'll have presents, and I guarantee you, it'll feel like a party.
Whatever you say, Master.
Good, good. Well, I gotta get going. I'll be back about 6 o'clock.
Where are you going?
To think up some more dreams for Dr. Bellows. Jeannie! Oh, Jeannie!
Good evening, Master. Do you like my pre-birthday dress?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Leonardo da Vinci designed it.
Yeah, who else? Oh, here.
Oh, Master, I'm going to cry.
We got champagne, and we have caviar, and we're going to have the most beautiful party anybody ever had.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, and it was such a surprise. How did you know that I wanted a birthday party?
You're psychic, I guess.
Oh, you are the most wonderful master a genie ever had.
Well, I haven't had too much experience at this, Jeannie, but you're the most wonderful genie a master ever had.
Oh, it is lovely. Oh, Master, thank you. A little genie bottle. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I wish we could have a lot of people at the party.
Would you?
Jeannie, who are all these people?
Oh, these are just a few of my friends. Oh, this is Major Nelson.
Thank you.
Benjamin Franklin.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Have you seen Mark Anthony?
Yeah, not lately.
Excuse us, please. This is Major Nelson, Marie Antoinette, William Shakespeare.
How do you do, sir?
You remind me of my old friend Yorick. Alas, poor Yorick.
I knew him well. Romeo and Juliet.
I beg your pardon, sir. That's Hamlet.
It was? Oh, well, Hamlet, Romeo, when you've written one, you've written them all.
Henry, behave yourself.
Oh, that is perfectly normal behavior.
This is Major Nelson, Sigmund Freud.
Oh, how do you do, sir?
And King Henry VIII.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do, lad?
I hope you do not mind, Master.
Mine? Of course not. This is wonderful.
Oh, then I do not have to send them away.
Oh, no, no, of course. Oh, there is somebody I would like to see.
Jeannie, don't leave me here.
Major Nelson.
Oh, Dr. Bells, how are you, sir?
Is it aren't I you Benjamin Franklin?
Oh, yes. Well,
Marie Antoinette. And isn't this William Shakespeare?
Well, it's not real
William. Oh, and aren't you King Henry VIII? Well, I... Oh, Cleopatra. Caught you?
Yes, sir. You're looking at some of the greatest figures in history.
Oh, yes.
Sir, I knew this day was going to come. I might as well tell you everything.
Yes, and listen. After you've told me, you think that I'm going to rush back and tell General Peterson that you're entertaining Cleopatra, Shakespeare, and King Henry VIII?
Yes, well,
no, Major. I don't know why you have these guilt feelings about not inviting me to your costume party, but we'll settle that at our next little session, won't we?
A costume party?
You know, some of the costumes are quite effective. Although, I think you're overdoing the padding a bit. Don't you? Mr. Shakespeare, I've enjoyed your work.
Thank you.
And who are you supposed to be?
I am Dr. Sigmund Freud. Oh,
I'm a psychiatrist, too. Well, enjoy your party, Major.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you in the morning.
Right.
Jeannie.
Is everything all right, Master?
Nothing is all right. Do you know how close I came to getting thrown out of the space program?
Oh. I'm sorry, Master.
You're sorry? Listen, get rid of these people.
But you just said that you...
Yeah, I know, but get rid of them. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. All except Dr. Freud. Doctor, may I see you for just a moment, sir? You see, I have a little problem. And seeing you here, I might as well use your talents. I'm an astronaut. And one day I landed on this deserted island, and I picked up a genie out of a bottle. And ever since, I haven't had a night's sleep. Not a good night's sleep ever since.
Good morning, Master.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Did you sleep well, Master?
Well, tell you the truth, I was a little excited to sleep. It's not every day a guy gets to chat with Cleopatra and Henry VIII and Sigmund Freud, huh?
It was a lovely party, was it not, Master?
Oh, that it was.
I can hardly wait for Major Healy to return so that I can find out when my real birthday is. Mm. Oh, it is so exciting to think that from now on, I am going to have a birthday just like everyone else.
Yeah, that's right.
Each year, I'm going to be a year older.
That's right.
A year older. Oh. Ah! Esther, look. Hmm? Look, right there, right there. There is a wrinkle. Right, no, there.
Oh, that's not a wrinkle. That's not a wrinkle, Jeannie. What are you...
Oh, certainly is a wrinkle. That was not there yesterday, Master. I'm getting old and wrinkled. Oh, do you realize that every year I'm going to be a year older? Oh, if I had known having a birthday was going to be like this, I would never have allowed you to find out when my real birthday is. But this will make me so nervous, Master. This is terrible. Why did you allow me to do this? You are my master. You were supposed to take care of me.